Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Seven Simple Steps to Building an Online Business. And why am I talking about this topic? Because every business today is built online. Whether or not you have a brick and mortar store, you need an online presence. People shop 24/7 today. They don't just shop 9 to 5 or on a weekend. They have such varied and different schedules that they have to figure out a way to shop. And that's why many companies, even with a brick and mortar store, also have to have an online business. In fact, many companies have learned that they do better with their sales online than they actually do with a brick and mortar store. So they basically don't have a brick and mortar store. And many speakers use an online business to sell their digital products. The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Say Gloria Steinem. Did you know that if you have knowledge that can help people live a better, more fulfilling life, then you have an obligation to share it with the world? And as he says, there is no better way to share your gift than using the power of the internet to spread your message while creating a better future for yourself and your family. If you want to make more money and have more freedom, then you've got to provide more value. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're from or what circumstances you're in right now, you can use this system and build a business and life of your dreams and joy. And let me tell you something, many companies today, rather than opening a brick and mortar store to sell their products, they have learned that the best way to do a business today is to offer it online and use people as affiliates to help them sell their products. What that means is you can join for free, but if you want to join a co-op, then you can join a co-op online. A co-op is like Costco or there's several different companies that have big box with warehouses where they just stock product and you can go and buy in bulk. And Sam's Club, Costco are just two of the places. And what you do is you join with a $50 membership and then you go in and you buy the products in bulk. And then you can share it with someone. Or if you don't share it, and you just want it for yourself, then guess what? It works. So always remember, there are ways to build a business. So let's now talk about the seven simple steps to building an online business. You need to understand the principles of online marketing and how my famous No, love, and trust factor really work and how to use it to generate leads and sales online without first defining each stage of the process. It is impossible to build a highly profitable online business. So, your first step is to understand the know, love, and trust factor. What that means is when your potential customer gets to know you through your content, they learn to love and trust you based on how well they know you. The second thing is to find your niche. Who is the perfect audience that desperately needs what you're offering? From there, you need to separate yourself from all the other competition on the internet to make sure you get attention. The point here is not to compete, but to dominate your space. And what we mean by dominating your niche is to know, actually, the general product or overview of who you want to serve, but then you start to narrow it down by, if say, women of a certain age, men of a certain age, or if you're selling a product like marijuana and you're competing against all the smoke shops that are already out there, then what you need to know is what's that niche within that niche that is not being met, who could use your services. I know someone that she had her own chiropractic office, and she had a big overhead, and she decided that she could do the same thing from home, but instead of having her clients come to her, she could reach her clients by going to them. Because you know what? There is a certain group of people who need that service but may not have the way to reach the professional. And you can always find people within a niche who can use your services. Step three, create an offer that is irresistible. And that's where so many people don't get the idea of what they need to do and how they can reach that group of people that they truly want to reach, that they need to reach. So, here's what you do. Before you create your product online, you first need to create an offer that is irresistible to your target market. How do you do this? By creating a sales letter or video that uses the right combination of emotion, storytelling, benefits, and features to get people to take action and purchase your products and services. Now, think about it. What we're talking about here is the pre-order of how are you going to make the sale before you even have your product. Because you have your product on the drawing line. It may very well be just something that all you have to do is put it on your website. Or it could be a matter of taking the outline that you've written and putting it into a full-blown training program. But the idea is you use different ways of reaching your target market. You can use sales letters with an autoresponder through your clients that you already have, or you can also use video and post it on all your social media sites. And the idea is that you want them, you tell them, remember, you need to create a story of someone who needed your services and purchased them, and the benefit they got from them, the features of how it helped them, and then what the whole purpose is to have them take action and actually purchase your product from you. Now, the next thing is you actually create a high-value digital product. And what you're doing is you always need to have more than one product. You have your low-end product that people would be interested in. Then as they purchase that product, you can always repurpose the product that you have, what you're using it for, and how you plan to take it and reintroduce. So after you create the offer, you then build your amazing product by transferring your knowledge into a digital format. This could be an ebook, video course, audio course, seminar, webinar, or drip membership site. Just make sure that your product provides a specific result, is simple to consume, and delivers 10 to 100 times the value or the price that the client pays. Now think about it. You need to create a high-value digital product. What if you do an ebook at the low end, right? And an ebook gives them a simple solution, but it doesn't give them any detail course. Well, then you can create a video course or an audio course, and those can be delivered through weekly. What you do is you would set up a membership site that your customers would join and pay monthly to it. Every week, you will post a video or an audio as a different step on what they can learn towards reaching their goal. So that what you're doing is creating value for them because they want to get those videos. They want to watch them. They want to learn. They want to increase their knowledge so they can improve their income. And also, you can create a seminar. Can be something that you use. First, you do a freebie. And then what that is an overview of everything that you plan to discuss. And it can be an 8-week program. It can be a 3-month program. But it can either be done online or what they do is they will attend a program that is a video that you can upload to your website and give them a link that they can go to on the date that you specify. But you also need to make sure that there is value and that it's worth what you are putting into it and charging. Create a winning marketing strategy. And the biggest problem that a lot of people don't realize is how to create that marketing strategy. You can have the best product and the perfect offer, but if there is no one knows who you are and can't make money online, you need to drive targeted traffic to your content and offers from the big three, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. YouTube, because people watch videos, and if they see a video or they see something on Instagram, and Instagram can be a picture or a video that you have on YouTube. Facebook, you can post your videos, you can post your links to Instagram, and you can also place your content. It's a way for people to get to know you, and they can get to decide whether or not you have a product that they truly want. And step six is to build your online assets for remarketing, which means that what we're talking about here is repurposing. Everything you do can be an ebook, it can be a 4-week program, it can be a 3-month program, it can be a year-long program, but what you're doing is creating value and adding more steps at each level so that the simplest way I'm going to do is if you look at Scientology, that there's very little known about that religion, but what they will do is to get new members is, especially in Hollywood, they literally use the entertainers that are a part of their supposed religion. But what they do is to become clear, they have different levels that you go to for audits. And at each level, you actually pay more and more money till you get to the highest level of being a clear. And L. Ron Hubbard, who founded Scientology, he was really nothing more than a science fiction writer. But he wanted to start a religion. So he based his religion on science fiction. And literally, unless you're a member of the organization, there's very little information about what it is. But I remember 30 years ago when I was first starting out doing coaching or working as a therapist, a counselor, and I saw an ad in the newspaper. And at the time, I initially enrolled in that free class thinking, well, I'm going to get clients out of it. But all it is that anyone who has bought a book of L. Ron Hubbard's, then he gets on their list of people to be contacted. It's and they literally give that list to you over and over out to everyone who takes that free class. Because what they're hoping for is that you, after the free class, will join them. But literally, it's they're raking in the money, but because they have gotten religious nonprofit status, they are not paying tax on what they're doing. But what they're literally doing is repurposing one product and getting thousands and thousands of dollars off of it. Now, build your online assets for remarketing. In order for you to generate the most sales, you need to have a remarketing strategy in place that draws your audience back to your offers. So as you can see with Scientology as an example, that what you have to do is you can take one product and you can repurpose it in a way that you can generate more money from that one product, because an ebook may be $7 or $27, but you could also do a white paper, a video. You can repurpose it in different ways. In order for you to generate the most sales, you need to have a remarketing strategy in place that draws your audience back to your offers. You do this by collecting online assets and using those assets to remarket your audience. This guarantees you'll never run out of people who are ready and eager to buy. Because you know what? That's the biggest thing, is you will see people who, and companies that have grown up where you can buy clicks to market to their email list. But what you're really doing is generating leads for your product. But once you have those leads and you've built it up to where you have 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 on your list, then you have a ready market that you can repurpose a product that they have already purchased from you and sell to them again and again. So that what it's doing is creating new opportunity for you to resell to your list. Automate the whole process. Don't do more work than you have to. The beauty of making money online is that you can automate the whole process. Set it up once and let the machine do the work for you. Once you automate everything, your income potential is only limited to the amount of attention that you receive. That is my famously simple 7-step process that has allowed my coaching clients to do what they love from wherever they want and make a 6-figure or more income in the process. And let me tell you what they are talking about when they are talking about automating your system. What you're doing is setting it up so that you have what you're doing is setting up an autoresponder. And with that autoresponder, you can do landing pages, you can do activities, you can do things that can help you market. And when you have what you do with the landing pages, you can create a landing page to market to your list of people over and over again, that what they, especially if it's a new product, that they can opt in to get more information. Also, once they're on, you automate it, and they're in your newsletter list, or any if they purchased any product from you, all you have to do is set up a series of emails that you run. You can do it once a day, but you do it once a day if you're offering them a new tip every day, something that they want to hear. I get things from a company called Cut But what it is he's like a universal that every day, 5 days a week, he sends out an email with a different motivational stating or comment that you look forward to hearing on a daily basis. But if you just are sending them a sales letter on a daily basis, people are not going to open your emails. And eventually, they're going to opt out of receiving anything from you. So remember, the best way to generate leads and to encourage people to work with you and to want to be on your list is giving them value on a daily basis. And that value is offering them something where they can learn. What if you want to teach people how to believe in themselves or the seven-step method of building an online a business? Why not say write an email one day where you're talking about the first step? And the first step can be something like helping them understand how to build a relationship with their customer, how to get their customer to know, like, and trust them. And also, if you are looking to build a trust factor with someone, what are the things that you can do that someone can do that would help you build trust in them? And think about that. Now, when you are building your niche, think about what is the product that you're serving. It can be teaching people about different types of dog food, different types of animals, how cuddly they are, what their personality is, especially if you're dealing with older people who live alone and need an animal to help them feel loved and not alone, then give them knowledge about all the different types of animals. And are they house pets that would be indoors? Are they pets that they have to walk every day? What are they pets that they have to clean up after every day? How are you going to build that trust factor with all your potential prospects? And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can learn, or you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, because one of the things that we do is help you figure out and get it down to what your niche market is.